Nashville's transit future could include entirely new routes, high-tech intersections, and even a rail system, according to a new study. But the Metro Transit Authority won't change the system before being sure that people will actually use it. Is it good enough for a bus to arrive every 30 minutes at your bus stop? Most Nashvillians say no. They'd like to see one every 10 minutes.
Until we start getting into that category where essentially you can throw the schedule away and just expect something to be coming along, we're going to be hard-pressed to really attract, you know, large numbers.
That's MTA Chief Steve Bland. His agency's latest report suggests allowing buses to move through traffic faster, especially through downtown Nashville. That could mean special lanes or traffic lights that bus drivers control. These tweaks to the system would be a first step. But the MTA could also expand into so-called premium transit, like light rail, streetcars, or bus rapid transit, such as the AMP. That big idea drew scorn and fell apart. So this time, Bland says, he wants to balance urgency with finding a plan that the public supports.
We get people's upfront ideas on what will it take them to use a system, not for every trip, but what trips will they use it for, what are the characteristics of those service, test some strategies with them, come out with some alternate scenarios, and we'll be doing all of that within the next 6 or 7 months.
The MTA is also exploring whether to run buses later into the night and how to better connect the system with neighboring counties. A final action plan is due early next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez. MTA will host a series of meetings about its plans. The public gets its first shot to talk tonight at the East Park Community Center. There's another meeting tomorrow morning at the downtown library.